So this weekend is this weekend the gay rights parade.
Yeah, it's Pride Parade.
So it's the gay pride parade here in San Diego. I wanted to say something about it, which is two things. One from Tanner Sarah and one from me. So the thing I want to say for me is this. I came across a very obscure piece of halacha this year that I said, when I saw this piece of halacha, I said, I'm going to be able to put this in a sermon. And I have no idea how I'm going to do that. Okay, so I'm going to teach you something super obscure. Remember that the Torah essentially outlaws slavery, even though it exists in the time of the Torah, because it basically says that slavery is a product of debt. If you fall into debt, you can't pay back. You rent a field and nothing grows, and then you basically have to become an indentured servant to the person you borrowed from. But it's always temporary. The most it can ever be is 6 years. For those of us who have long-term student debt, 6 years sounds pretty good, but instead of 30 plus. But in any case, so there's no real servitude beyond 6 years. But there are cases in which a non-Jew might potentially be indentured to you for longer. And in the Roman period, that was real. The Romans had slaves. And so Jews who lived under the Romans could have slaves. And so the rabbis discussed this at one point in the Talmud in this very obscure piece of legislation. And they say, well, if the Torah technically might allow someone to own a non-Jewish slave or a non-Jewish servant beyond 6 years, then how, is that permissible? And they say it's not, for a very strange reason. Very strange. They said, it's hard to believe they said this. This is typical rabbinics. If a non-Jewish servant is part of a Jewish household in a Jewish place in a Jewish town, how are they going to meet anyone to marry? Right? How are they going to be able to make a family? And it says that, remember, it's not just Jews, it's non-Jews too who have the mitzvah of pru and vu. Right? It was in the Garden of Eden, pair up and spread out and populate the earth, which the rabbis took to be, don't multiply like bacteria. I mean, right? They said, partner up and make families and enjoy the goodness of the creation through family. So they said, how's a non-Jewish slave living in, Yerushalayim or something ever going to meet another non-Jew and get married and have a family? And then there are all the complications. You're going to move to be. So they said, so you can't do it. That was their justification. The weirdest piece of halacha, but it made an impression on me. And you know what I'm going to say about Gay Pride Parade. So a couple of years ago, actually it's probably 15 years ago, the conservative movement was debating the issue of whether, despite one line or half a line in the book of Leviticus, we're going to be open to gay relationships or not. And the position that was outlined from JTS came out, and it was that we don't say that gay people are sinners, but we don't support their behavior. So technically, if a gay person came to you, you should tell them to be celibate. Right? We don't shame them. So I wrote a letter to the conservative Jewish magazine. And I said, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. And I said, the reason is because you're preventing them from doing mitzvahs. When you say someone should be celibate, they don't get the mitzvahs of relationships and intimacy and sex and love, and they don't get to make families and promote Judaism and celebrate Shabbos with their family and have all the nachas of bar bat mitzvah, so that you're preventing them from doing mitzvahs, and celibacy is ridiculous. And I didn't know that sounds an awful lot like what the rabbi said about the non-Jewish slave. You can't keep a non-Jewish slave because they have to be free. They have to be free to get married and have families and meet the people they love and express themselves, even if it's a little bit different from you. And so it took another 10 or 12 years for the conservative movement to come around to that position, which I thought was long overdue. So we celebrate today. That was my piece of Torah for the night. We celebrate not tolerance. We celebrate love for the gay men and women and bisexual and LGBTQ. Everyone we've met along the way who've changed our minds on this issue and have opened our hearts and our minds because we love them. And we wanted them to be able to love, regardless of the way we were raised or the ideas we thought we had. It was the people that changed us. One of those people, Tanner Sayre, brought to my attention was Hirschfeld. So Magnus Hirschfeld, whom I'd never heard of, and he deserves a movie.
He does.
Born in 1868, died in 1935, was a Jew born in Prussia, lived in Germany, and he was one of the first sexologists. So he studied sex, and he promoted the idea that gay relationships and bisexual relationships and LGBTQ sexuality was not deviant, and it was not a pathology. It was a genuine expression of love. And this is the 1800s, the late 1800s. And he was going to open up an institute for all of this, and the Nazis came to power. And it was only by fortune that he happened to be lecturing outside the country. So when the Nazis took over, rather than return to be killed, he ended up in Zurich, but unfortunately died in 1935, died very soon. His writings, his life are famous in the field. He was way ahead of his time. So tonight, I just want to like remember him, and I thought we should pick a song from someone who's Jewish and someone who's gay and has written. We had a lot of songs to choose from. Okay, I'm just telling you. Okay. And one of the reasons I like this song so much that Sarah's going to sing, and I don't know if she wants you to join in, you're probably welcome to, is I want you to listen, and it's in here, it's what is it, number whatever. It's Send in the Clowns by Stephen Sondheim. And I want you to think about the double meaning in these words. I want you to think about it's about a relationship that doesn't get to happen. It's about a relationship between two people whose stars are crossed. And the one person says, you wanted me, and I wasn't ready. And then when I was ready to walk, you know, open that closet door, when I was ready to walk through the door, you were already with somebody else. And I think of all the gay people, like we celebrated 2 weeks ago, gay Jews like Oliver Sacks, if you were at my Oliver Sacks service a couple of weeks ago, right? Right before he died, he said he never, ever had sex because raised in his Jewish family was considered shameful. So he decided to be celibate his whole life. Exactly what we should never have said. And I think of the song, which is when I was finally ready to, and apparently he may have, once he was terminal with only 6 months left for cancer, there are reports that he did finally express himself that way with the person he loved, whom he had never allowed in his bed. So we celebrate that with Send in the Clowns.
You're welcome to join me tonight. Isn't it
real? Number 20.
Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it blue? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around and one who can't move. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I saw sure of my life. bar.